Hello, welcome to Dot Illuminati. This is Joanna Morrow. If you need to reach me, Dot Illuminati 024, or Joanna's Drug Emporium, both at gmail.com. I am still in bed, and I just did a long stretch. So I think they're going to give me the first story that I see is going to be crazy. It's going to pop. But it is Women's History Month. And like this month, I've had to do a lot of shows about sexual topics that are coming up. And I'm not filled with clubbered molest. This is at Little Caesars. It's not hot and ready. And, you know, there's just people with more of a molest concentration. And molesting goes into coming at somebody, like, over and over again. Like, it's over, dude. Move on. And they just keep coming. Keep having to say something. Keep having to express themselves, you know, trying to get in. I want you to feel this way. You got to hear this. This is what I have to. Being inconsiderate is a form of molest. And now I was watching a reporter, and there's a bridge collapse, and all of a sudden there's bodies in the water. Somebody died. They're putting that, like, crossing my conditions with that, and my kids' conditions, all of my kids, and it's just getting mentally insane. Government, you need to watch out for these people, because these people are not innocent. Anybody that does that and is acting like somebody died, they're not innocent. You wanted a pap because you were and still are unjust. Like, everything is about injustice with you. Everything is a no. Everything is, it's going to take two more years. Everything is, we have to investigate moving forward with my life. Which will not be. But I don't want you women following me when you're trying to manipulate my body, my sex life, my mind, my image, things of that nature, following me in my pursuit of education and making it about politics in your world when I don't even have a job from that career. And I don't have an employers lined up at my doorstep giving me a job. You want me to hang out in Uncertaintyville while you're just racking up whatever it is you need to get through. And to the men that I want to date, if we ever date, you must understand that I want to be friends. If I'm dating you, I'm looking at you like a friend, like somebody I could hit up and be like, what's up? How's your day? You know, and that can give me circular information and, you know, be cool. I'm looking for somebody that can really be cool and just chill and relax, and, you know, we can share some intimate secrets. But you have to understand, I have trolls following me, which is making it very hard to just be myself as a woman, as a human being on this earth. And it sucks, and they're doing it on purpose. That's the reason for this message. They're doing it on purpose because they're jealous, they're unjust, and they're haters, and they're putting my situation, putting me down, which is not cool. When I date and go into a situation, I am full of confidence. That's how I get my date. I'm full of confidence. I'm full of compassion and grace and love and, you know, not deceit as much as possible. And, you know, to have fun, to have a good time. I don't need hags constantly reminding me of what's going on with my body, which isn't even going on. Constantly referring back to anything to do with my body. I don't need that. Making jokes about my body. No one knows what my stomach looks like, except from that picture that I put on Instagram wearing a bandage dress, which was tight as hell. Everybody's concerned about that. Like, they're just using it. This is for my dates. They're just using it to try to control, like, how much fun I can have. That's what I hate about it. And I don't want women like this following me, because they're trying to, like, destroy my fun. They're trying to destroy the next day, the next week, my future. And that's very, very important, because there are some guys that I was with in Minneapolis. And it's like, after the fact, they're getting, I presume, like, weird vibes, and like all of these women that they would never touch because of their attitude, because of the hatred and injustice running through their blood, try to, like, pick up on them. Like, all of a sudden they're so hot, which, you know, they're my dates. I love them. But, like, they're getting all of this weird sidebar action, and it's like, I don't date. There are women that just want what I have. It just is. You know, they could have whatever they have, you know, all of the pristine dignity, American dreamism, all of the culture-ism, and still want what I have. There are people who tried to give me a disease, and they have their unders, like, they're just out there being unders of disease. And that's disgusting. Wanting somebody to cough. Wanting somebody to have herpes. Wanting somebody to know that they don't have HIV. And they're beating me through those unders. Herpes unders. So guys, I want to date. I want you to understand that. There are people with diseases who are haters, who want to see sexuality fail. I just don't want to be, and this goes to the government, I don't want to be followed by these women as a single white female. As a single black female. Where now me and my kids are Woody under a bridge. I mean, you're not innocent for doing that. You're somebody I don't know from a can of paint. Somebody who I did not harm. And all of a sudden, when you should have been banned, and you know that you deserve to be in hell right now, and that you are filled with unjust, and that's the only thing in your vessel besides you yodeling me into your spirit as Ra, the Eye of Horus, Bass, Anubis. But to the men I want to date, like, that's the situation. That's why I'm, like, here. Because they are, like, hindering what I'm trying to do. Making comments about my body. I'm not perfect. I've had a C-section. Which, if it wasn't for dealing with your wonky men pulling on my spirit and my bloodline, I wouldn't have felt that pressure. If it wasn't for you wonkily being a witch and sending negative vibes from across the world or wherever, then I may not have had to do it that way. But then again, I'm not upset about it. My body is healthy. And I'm happy with that. There are people who are skinny. You know, you think they have it all. Who are sick. There is an equalizer out here in the world. Not saying, like, people get diseases and disorders and stuff like that. Not saying that. That just happens. But yeah, I love men. I am heterosexual. And like, this is what I'm going through, guys. And I know there's a single guy out there. We could have some fun. But it's like I have all of this bullshit following me. I'm still dealing with the government, you know, figuring it out. And government, maybe I should just override you, because this is what I'm getting. Like, all the people are like pointing the finger at me, like I have to do something, like I am responsible. And if that's the case, do I have to override? Do I have to be like, I am now becoming magnificent and I'm gonna go on my roof with a staff and like point it at people? Like, what? Back these fools up off of me. It's not my fault that you sold your soul. You feel like dreebs. Or whatever it is. You don't deserve to live in my steed. And it will always be that way. And this is what I'm saying with this program. The bi-creational program. The MKUltra program. Or whatever it is. You just have me covering up for people that are making it worse now. Look at how everything is. Like, you have people that are mentally just putting everything out there. They think they have the right to say and do and behave the way they want. They want to show this. They want to show that. They want to show the world. And it's like, chill out. Like, I don't even know you. You weren't in my mind 1 second on this earth for me to be sending vibes your way or something. I stayed to myself. I want to take care of myself, my family, kept it to that, kept it focused, you know, even though all of this was going on. But it just goes to show, you can't save they don't want to be saved. You can't be Captain Save-A-Ho. You can't save they don't want to be saved. You can't. And that's not my fault. I'm not going to pay for the spiritual karma and the spiritual tax, government, White House, of people who have a track sheet and, like I said, a concentration of molest. We will never see eye to eye. They will always see me as just a servant, just a black girl, somebody who doesn't make enough, somebody that doesn't have as much in the bank account, they will always see me there because that is the only thing that has been sealed in them to do. They're useless to me, government, okay? While we're talking about override, they're useless to me, you know? It's somebody I can't work with. It's somebody that doesn't want to work with me. Sure, I can make everything pop. I can make everything go on for you. No problem. You want to be seen as a star? You're seen as a star. But they cannot work with me. They don't have the money to. I walk in on the TV, and as soon as I get in, somebody's just running with my information, making their point, proving their point, my information. Gonna tell me to hold on. It's like, why are you still using my information if it's not working, if it's against you? That's why I'm a person that loves the entire world. I'm not against anybody. I'd rather you live your life and, you know, do what you want to do, but it's come to a level where people are nitpicking, and I just don't deal with that bitch assness. I'm not a petty person. I don't have that in me. I'm just like a real chill, laid back, free-spirited type of person. Like, I don't like to get into conflicts. But then, like I'm saying, women and men I want to date, like, I want to remain friends. I want to have a really good time. I want to have a time where I'm focused on you, you're focused on me, and we're just in the moment. This is history. You know, feeling the energy, having fun, having something to eat. I have children, you know, so I'm always working. This is a time where I'm able to do this and just enjoy one another. But it's like I'm constantly dealing with people just unloading on me like they know me, and they don't. People wanting to make my teachers be hags and make them teach me in a way that's conducive to their lifestyle, their job, their household, all while I don't have a secure, you know, position or secure spot into law school or where I want to go in the future. It's just highway robbery. It is highway robbery all around. And it's sickening that there's such a creepy crawly people that just, you know, they're just bugs. They're just there to just steal every thought, every signal from my vein, like every vibe, and cannot reciprocate it as something good, you know? Like I said, I want to date. I'm interested in men. I'm interested in friendly men. And like all of these rat-headed hags are just, you know, trying to ruin my image. Like, I should wake up and feel like, and I do feel this, like Father Time breathing in my face. You know, that image of the wise cloud with the cheeks that are full, Dizzy Gillespie cheeks full, and these blowing, that breath of fresh air, the angels, the cherubims, like, I love that. Not to somebody that's just ready to rip me just for being a black woman. My alarm clock went off and stopped the recording, so I hope you got like the last 5 seconds of that. And then I have men who are lackeys. They have wives, they have girlfriends, they have mothers, they have sisters, they have aunts, You know, they have the house, the hot car, the career. That is literally abusive. That's the point, government. As you can see, it's me and it's the abusive. The serial abusives who are not innocent. That's what I'm saying with being contaminated to a certain level. Like all of the abuse, the women. This is what I'm dealing with, guys, that I want to date. And I don't want you to feel that. Like, if you get with me, you should feel, you know, I'm with the top woman in the world. That's it. The information is flowing. The blessings are flowing. I point my finger, the water turns to wine, and it's just all good. You know, we're friends. This is cool. You have a different outlook on life. But not when you're being followed by the abusive. This is what I'm saying. This is what I'm saying that I hate. It's because I'm just trying to live my life, do right by the government, be peaceful with everyone, and have a date. But then, like I'm saying about sex, you know, 15 minutes and then you have 23 hours and 45 minutes of like things that are not sex. It's like we're sharing this intimate moment together, but why should we have to walk out into a world and have to deal with aggression or dislike? Like, there should be no dislike at all. And I don't respect women or men that are doing this. I don't respect that. The dislike has to stop. I didn't live my life to dislike you. But that's why you thought I was some AI until I did the Illuminati. Because secretly, you disliked me. You disliked the idea that I had to work for you. You dislike the idea that it is me, Joanna, from Minnesota, who needs to afford Olive Garden and stuff like that working for you. A black girl, yeah. A Native American girl, yep. That you can't do it yourself, and I'm not a handmaid. You, government. There have been queens. They have handmaids, right? One queen may have 10 handmaids. But how are these no women who are no queens all having me as a handmaid? How am I a handmaid to a billion plus women, you know? But like I said, God forbid, this isn't a threat. But I'm just saying, how would you feel if I'm like, I'm going off the Richter scale? I'm going to turn into a Power Ranger now. You know, I'm trying to do everything in order. I'm trying to keep everybody involved in making the decisions and governing. And I believe that can be in my best interest if there's no deceit. But people just disliking me and coming for me when I have something to do, I don't want to live my life like that. I didn't live the past decade to be here right now, to suffer damage by people who are just immoral human beings. And like you're saying, Mr. President, you think it feels like a space alien because no one is listening. That has to be enforced. You have enough manpower to get people, especially people who have been discouraged workers, motivate them enough to do these jobs and to work and create a new workforce. Because whatever these people are out here doing, they're not innocent. Saying inflammatory stuff like that is uncalled for. Disliking me for any reason is uncalled for. I know how to keep a balance, and everybody in the world knows that. I kept my balance with you. I honored you as human beings. I did not judge you. I judged you because we're all judging at all times. Not I'm sitting as a judge, judged you. But the thoughts going through my head was I'm focusing on the now. Whatever somebody is putting out, you know, the next decision is up to them, how they behave. But you guys are acting like I just sat up and I'm like rocking back and forth in a corner with my ears, with my fingers in my ears. I sick them, I want them sick, sick them, sick them. I want them sick, sick them, sick them. I want them sick. I hate them, I hate them. They're stupid. Humanity sucks. They all should die. When have you seen me do that? Even though you got me to that point by bombing me with that. We're dead. How? That's not healthy. I mean, government, are you seeing this? That is not healthy for a society to go out there. We're dead. Groping at noonday. It's not healthy. It's not mentally healthy. Nobody should see that. That's not something that kids should see. That's not a norm. You created a norm, is what I'm getting at here. This shouldn't be the norm, government. What it's going to take for you people to get back to where you want to be, reflect on a time period where you want it to be. And why don't you talk about that? Why don't you talk about the future? Instead of you just being in the present, I don't think that's not something coming from me. That's not something coming from me, my kids, my mom. That's not something coming from me.
We're dead. We're not going to make it. We're unjust. We shouldn't be here. We should be in hell.
That's not coming from me. That is not what I stand for. And like I said, it's unhealthy, and it's not taking care of yourself, not taking care of your mental health, not using self-care to be out there a rambling mess for the earth to see. When does somebody see me? I'm dead outside. I'm dead. I just want everybody to see. I'm dead. A curse. Yeah. Whatever you have inside of you, you need to deal with, because it's not matching, because I don't have those thoughts. How are you dead and I'm not? Not that I will ever be dead. I will never be dead. I don't believe in that. I believe as I have done so much good on the earth that I will live forever. That's why I want you out of my hair, out of my life. I don't want to deal with your carcass. That's not my belief. My belief is I have saved children. I have saved people from the misfortune of diseases. I've saved people from getting killed. There are babies born under the hope of my righteousness. There are people who have made a turn in their judgment to live rather than commit suicide because they see me living how I'm living as hope or whatever, but, you know, always strive to get better and be the best that you can be. You know, I've been told that, you know, I am for the so-called little guy, which I believe everyone is equal. And I help. And I believe with that type of karma, I have really done something here. So dealing with, you know, a carcass, I'm dead, we're dead, and just all the injustice, and you're constantly focused on my midsection, but not adding anything to it, not one iota of a thought after that, exercise today, not okay, you're not going to pull me down. And that's what I'm saying with women, this is supposed to be women's history, focus on, you know, I don't want to get breast cancer. You know, I should go and get a haircut. You know, I'm going to bring my mother a rose. Focus on the future. Jesus freaking Christ. Why is everybody focused on the past and the present? Focus on the future, what you could do for yourself, what, where you want to be, where you want to live. What is the vision that you have? This is simpleness. Like I said, I want to go out there, have fun, you know, go someplace, have a drink, be with a guy fellow. And I don't want to worry about, at that moment, anybody interjecting in my relations and interjecting in the future with this dislike. There's a reason why I am respected now in government. At least I really hope they are genuine. I really, really, really do. Most government, besides somebody that's trying to just be Anastasia in the courtroom or the other place. But yeah, I worked hard to be where I'm at. I worked very hard. It was a lot of discipline. That's what I'm saying. You guys think I'm weak. Everything that I have been through is discipline. There's people, why can't you see it my way? Why can't you see it my way? And see, it's that type of annoyance where it's just like good riddance. It's like I don't want this. Like I was talking about the molestation. Why couldn't you see it my way? What? And it just wears and it's like a dull blade, you know? It's like having a piece of leather and you're sharpening a dull blade, a dull blade, a dull blade. Until it just, in my mind, manifests as something that I need to avoid. Something that I need to stay away from. Because I don't want somebody insinuating anything to me without just acknowledging where I'm at. You know, all this override, you know, I'm right here. I'm not some future prophecy that a person that does not love me or care for my people or anything like that has. And I just see the unfairness of everything. Like, people who literally will wear you down until you, like I said, kick their ass or submit. There's two options. But then with the submitting, it is not the same inertia that you could have on the earth if you did it yourself. LGBT issue. I feel for the LGBT because I would like to know what you think about HIV AIDS, because remember it had came from a monkey in Africa, and it had came from a shoe that Bob Marley put on, and you know, there's been many causes. And so, is this a disease that you associate with yourself? Because that's what they're turning it into, a gay person's disease. And when I was growing up, and I'm in psychology now, it was considered a disorder. And people were struggling, and there was not gay marriage, which I do support, because you're not going to have people who genuinely love each other out there assed out and thinking that they need to be promiscuous and they can't have a home and they just can't have the stability that they want. We're not hypocrites here. You heterosexual people, if you haven't sinned, cast the first stone. So stop acting like, you know, it's not in the Bible, it's not. You're not perfect, or you wouldn't have needed me to be your overhead as God. Oh, sorry. I just did the craziest thing I've ever done on a podcast. Gay people were made by none other than the white teachers, the Miss Municipal white teachers. You go to school, especially you're a person of color, you get demasculated, and therefore, you know, the witches, the, you know, that woman of the occult where the girl was a witch and put a spell on the first grader because she disliked them. You know, you're going into the witch's brew. It's always Halloween and Miss Municipal's cauldron. That is for certain. It's always the skull. But anyway, due to mistreatment, not being treated fairly, being emasculated, being, you know, told you're not feminine, and it created the LGBT. There have always been LGBT from what I have read since the time of Confucius. And maybe as far back as Kemet, as eunuchs. And so there's the effeminate, and we're all God's creatures, we're all love, but how do you stop from getting diseases? You know, because it is said that most LGBT people do deal with that. And so there are people who are dealing with the pain. Like, those stories are still out there. You see the abuse that I am catching just for being me. Just for the love that I have showed. They're not getting love from the universe, from society, their environment, nowhere in the world that they're taking that 1 second of fame, that 15 minutes of fame to go after somebody that has none other but just put intellect out in the world. And they come in. And it's been years, guys. And even before the AI situation, you know, it was more secret. But now everybody think they Italian, they think they Joanna sales and marketers. It sounds good to say this. I'm selling something. I'm on TV, which is a deception. But like I said, being put down, made to feel less than who you are, made to feel like you can't get through school if you're not taking on the household. You can't do it unless you're this. You can't do it unless you flirt with me. You can't do it unless you're, you know, blanket lesbian, you know, just taking on these thoughts of people, and then it becomes something that you're not, and then you become somebody that you like, or whatever. And, you know, you worship Madonna, and, you know, Miss Municipal is your queen and the ultimate deity over your life's counseling. And that's how it was spelled. I mean, you know, it's creatures, follow me. I'm waving my wand, creatures, follow me. But if LGBT is not molesting people, they're going out, they're doing their job, you know, they're not pushing it. Although being an LGBT, you want people like you. Like, I don't consider myself LGBT. I don't push an agenda where it's like, you know, you all need to be lesbians, you all need to be gays, you all need to be bisexual. I'm just like heterosexual. That's what I believe in. But as an LGBT person, is it really wrong to see, like, you know, to encourage others to be LGBT? You have to know who you're around is the answer. If you're around people who identify as LGBT, that is a conversation to be had. But if you're just, you know, off the bat, or, you know, there's people that are questioning and stuff like that, I mean, it's all a balance. As long as you're not, like, forcing somebody to see your views, it happens. You know, as an LGBT group, it's like sustainability. Like, you want more like you. And then there are some people, LGBTs, that don't want more like them, that wish they weren't gay, which is the most controversial issue in the world. And I think the Supreme Court would be very upset, because gay conversion, it was rude, cruelty, and unethical. And there's still a lot behind that. But as long as you're a respectable, caring individual, everybody has to be caring out there. You know, I'd say on the job, if you want to work a job, it's not just about this tyranny that, you know, everybody is in now. You know, there's the villain, the tyrant of the job. Have some caring is what I'm saying when you're doing a job, because it's human resources. Just care about, you know, doing your job, doing it right, helping people, progressing, you know, further as a country and an economy. But it seems like there is some animosity, but I mean, that is the bread and butter, you know, of somebody, you know, like I said, these household witches, you know, of turning a girl into a guy, turning a guy into a girl. I know that's transgender, but the whole calling he a she, calling she a he, that's like how my mom would sit and work a puzzle, or how I would, like, read a chapter in my ageless book, which I have been trying to finish for, like, 6 months now. As we do those things, so is somebody back there fixing a poppet and calling it a she, a he, and a he, a she. Okay? That is, we are kitchen witching. That is, as soon as I take my shoes off, when I get through them doors, that's the first thing I am doing. So everybody has to be aware of that. Because it was looked at as a spirit. It's looked at still in the church. And churches can teach what they want. It has to do with, like I said, a big part of the non-acceptance of the LGBT is the attachment of HIV/AIDS, that it is a gay disorder. And You know, you just have to watch out for people. You really, 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 really do. Like, if you're feeling something that's making you uncomfortable and you need help, you need to see a therapist, because there is an agenda out here in the mental health, you know, that they're recognizing these are valuable people. And, you know, if they're struggling with spells, man, cast, struggling for whatever reason, you didn't know who that neighbor next to you never speaks, you never see them, but some reason they're racist. Some reason there's a reason why they don't avoid you and speak and just say hello. There's a reason they stay in that house all day, but unbeknownst to you, they know your name. And then there is the sex trafficking, obviously, where LGBT is overly sexualized. If I'm gonna get something, I'm gonna make sure it does everything. So you have to watch out with being over-sexualized and, like, just be careful, protect yourself, and really recognize, really dig deep inside about where feelings are coming from if they feel unloyal to you. But as much as I would like to talk more about this subject, I already, like, sat on the toilet once during this podcast and I had to stop the tape. So that is a sign that I do not want to hit the wrong button, like that one time where I erased that show that I was talking for an hour and I thought it was super good. So I am going to get up, get my son ready for daycare, start my day. My birthday is Friday, which is great. You know, I'm a year, you know, older and wiser and, you know, all of those sayings, growing old is great. I'm still in a woman page. There's the maiden, the woman, the crone. Like, I'm not a crone, I'm a woman, and I'm basking in my womanesshood and my womanness stirrings and feeling like baking zucchini bread, you know, and, you know, seeing my children at this point where they're 11 and 9 and 8 and, you know, because as my different stages are, maiden, my children were this age, woman, my children are this age, crone, my children, just, you know, different dynamic. You know, but then we have people, you will take on our age, you will take on our age, we will take your beauty, we will take your beauty. You are mortal, we are mortal. We are feeling a certain way, we'll shoot back this. You know, and it's like, oh my God. And there's just a lot on age, you know, because it's like the longer you stay in this world, the more shit people have done to you. And that's what I think causes age. You know, it's like no jinx whatsoever. Jinxes are off, you know, but I'm just saying, like, is there a reason that people, like, look a certain way and, like, lose certain stuff? And I mean, just look, like, every year my body is taking more wear and tear from these, you know, gnats. And it's like, that's not what I want to gracefully age. I want to gracefully age. I would like, as life goes on, everything is just more positive and more positive comments, and people are just cool around me and minding their own business. And, you know, that's a recipe for growing old wisely. But
you know, it's another year and people are coons and they're crazy and they want to knock the taste out of my mouth and pull on this organ and pull on that organ and stomach for another year. We are circling as witches drawing the pentagram on the earth. And it's like, all that. You are not making my boobs sag. You are not making anything. I mean, you know what I'm saying? It's just like, give me a break. Like, give me a break. Not yours. So that's what I have. Like I said, I really am going to stop this so it doesn't get lost. And thanks for listening to That Illuminati. And I love you. And I hope you have a good day. And yeah, I am saying I love you now because that is the best saying in the world. And I want people to feel that because, like I said, I'm not going to succumb to the negative energy, not at this point. You know, I'm just upping it by saying that I'm not going to succumb negative energy. I've been very disciplined. I waited a very long time to, you know, get out of this hell, and I'm just gonna, you know, maintain that balance and, you know, move forward. So thanks for listening to Dial Illuminati, and I hope you have a good day.